Your word is onomatopoeia.
Oh, come on.
Onomatopoeia.
I want to buy a new word.
Okay, your new word is sesquipedalia.
Oh, come on.
Are you a good speller or are you more like this person? It doesn't matter. Join us for You're Spelling It Wrong, KMUW's Spelling Bee for Grown-Ups. Compete for prizes or just watch the fun. There'll be pizza, adult beverages, and yes, you can buy a new word. It's a fundraiser after all. It's Friday, August 28th at the Mint Event Venue. Find out more or buy tickets at KMUW.org.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 9th. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. The dancers in Ballet Wichita's Alice in Wonderland summer tour range from older professionals to young children. And this show requires more than just classic dance technique.
It's been really cool getting to learn how a character acts and really developing a character and exploring that wide range of emotions and behaviors and character quirks and stuff.
A look at the dancers who are bringing Alice, the Mad Hatter, and the March Hare to stages across Kansas. That's after the news. A Wichita nonprofit owned by Chase Coke announced plans yesterday to build a grocery store in downtown Wichita. The Wichita Business Journal reports that Coke's Movement Music plans to build a 30,000-square-foot store somewhere near the Shirkmere apartment building, which the group acquired last year. The Business Journal reports that the Kansas City-based Queen family, known for their founding stake in Price Chopper, will play a part in the project. Movement Music has acquired several parcels of land downtown. The proposed grocery store would accompany a new music venue and community spaces. The Wichita School District has launched an online tool to help people better understand the district's $1 billion annual budget. KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports.
The new budget simulator shows how the budget process works and illustrates how leaders weigh priorities like teacher pay, building maintenance, and transportation. Addie Lowell is Chief Financial Officer for Wichita Schools. She says the new tool helps explain the district's budget decisions.
We're excited to and very hopeful that our community will better understand both our spending and where our revenue comes from.
The simulator assumes an $8 million deficit. Lowell says that's a realistic starting point because of decreasing enrollment and rising costs. District leaders will get their first look at next year's budget later this month. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
A link to the simulator is at usd259.org/finance. The Wichita City Council voted this week to designate the former site of Margarita's Cantina on East Douglas as a community improvement district. It's a move that will allow the building's new owners to charge a 1% sales tax at the space. That money will go toward an anticipated $1.5 million renovation of the lot. Some area residents say the business development program has not been effective. Mayor Lily Wu and other city leaders agreed reforms are needed, but made an exception on this project. Here's Wu.
This is again a 1% sales tax that people can choose not to come and patronize that business. So people have a choice in this. It is really about reasonableness.
The city council plans to discuss the improvement program during a workshop in September. Older Kansans who are wanting to avoid or delay moving to a nursing home will have to wait longer for help from the state. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga of the Kansas News Service reports.
The program helps older adults stay in their communities by providing personal care services, help with household tasks, and other support. Andy Brown is with the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. He says Kansas doesn't have enough funding to meet growing demand.
The boomer generation is getting older. And as we do, we're seeing more individuals that are qualifying.
Anyone who applied after July 6th will have to wait until a spot comes available, unless it's an emergency. The agency says it requested additional funding, but lawmakers did not approve enough to avoid a wait list. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Kansas Representative Dave Buehler, who chairs the House Committee on Social Services budget, says legislators were not informed how dire the situation is. The Trump administration lowered tariffs on farm equipment through the end of next year. But Harvest Public Media's Emma George Griffin reports some experts say prices on equipment could rise.
Farm equipment manufacturers have been eating extra costs from tariffs over the past year. That's according to Brett Davis, the CEO of the North America Equipment Association.
They can only eat so much. You know, they're for-profit businesses and they have to pass that pricing on to the customer. There's just no way around that.
And while the Trump administration lowered tariffs on imported farm equipment, imported steel used in American-built machinery still faces stiff tariffs. And at the same time, farmers have been buying less equipment as their profit margins thin due to high fertilizer and fuel costs. I'm Emma George Griffin, Harvest Public Media.
A Wichita law firm is hosting a school supplies drive to help another group that lost donated supplies in last week's flash floods. Balderas Legal Group is collecting backpacks, notebooks, and other supplies to support the Lowrider Style Car Club. The club lost 100 stored backpacks last week. The car club was founded as an organization aimed at warning young people about drugs and gangs. Donations can be dropped off at 1902 West Douglas until August 2nd. Supplies will be distributed at the car club's fourth annual back-to-school giveaway block party held that same day. If you or your kids never learned cursive writing in school, a local history museum is offering another chance. The Sedgwick County Historical Museum is hosting free two-day workshops to teach what many consider a lost art. Experienced teachers will guide students through forming upper and lowercase letters and will demonstrate how to write your full name in cursive. A workshop for 7 to 12-year-olds is July 14th and 15th. People 13 and older are invited to another workshop on July 16th and 17th. Both are from 1 to 3. Reservations are required. More information is at wichitahistory.org. The Friends of the Wichita Public Library is holding a book sale and ice cream social this weekend. The sale is 10 to 2 on Saturday at the Advanced Learning Library in downtown Wichita. To celebrate the library's 150th birthday, the Friends will hand out ice cream sandwiches from 1 to 2:30. Friends of the Library members can shop a pre-sale on Friday from 5 to 6:30. The Friends organization supports and advocates for the mission of the Wichita Public Library. Proceeds from the book sale go to help finance library programs. We'll be back after this.
Tomorrow on The Range.
Truckers Roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty cowboy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy. Ain't she a beautiful sight?
Steering toward truck rodeo glory. Plus, a local high school known for its first-rate ceramics classes. So join us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. This summer, Ballet Wichita is taking its production of Alice in Wonderland to stages across Kansas, and KMUW is taking you backstage to see how a ballet comes together. For today's story, Jennifer Anima talks to the dancers who are portraying Alice, the Queen of Hearts, and other roles.
About a year ago, Ballet Wichita company director Katie Andrusak started planning the summer tour of Alice in Wonderland. She created storyboards to visualize what it might look like on stage and thought about everything from music to costumes. But the most important element, of course, is the people who would bring the characters to life. Dancers tried out back in February for iconic characters like Alice, the Mad Hatter, or the Cheshire Cat, but also smaller roles like dancing tulips and roses, card soldiers, and knaves. Most roles are double cast, which means dancers bounce back and forth between roles depending on the performance. For the primary roles like Alice, the Mad Hatter, and the Red Queen, three dancers rehearse the role and share the costume. Performers range from senior professionals to pre-professionals, like Tessa Hall, who is making her lead debut with the company on the tour. Hall is an Alice understudy, as well as the caterpillar and a tulip.
It's been really cool getting to learn how a character acts and really developing a character and exploring that wide range of emotions and behaviors and character quirks and stuff.
Andrusak says she thought about each character and how it would fit the dancer based on their styles and abilities. And although she was the primary choreographer, she says she collaborated with the dancers.
If they start morphing it into something that fits better for them and it ultimately looks better, I give them that freedom to morph it into who they feel like the character is. And I feel like that's going to put on the best show we can for the communities in Wichita.
Quentin Aker is a Wichita attorney by day, and in his limited free time, he's dancing as the March Hare in Alice in Wonderland. Aker's journey with Ballet Wichita started about 3 years ago.
A few years ago, the Wichita Bar Association did what's called our Bar Show, which is a musical put on completely by lawyers. Katie choreographed that, and I was in the show. And so after the show, Katie texted me and said, "Hey, looks like you had a lot of fun in the Bar Show. Would you want to audition for Nutcracker?" Ever since then, I just got hooked.
He says he hopes this summer tour will help people across Kansas gain an appreciation and love of the arts.
Access to the arts is so important. And obviously, if you live in Wichita, right, you have opportunities to do that. But in some of these smaller communities, they may not have a studio that is large enough or that has the resources to put on this kind of show.
During the 2-hour performance, most dancers come and go, but some, including main character Alice, are on stage nearly the entire time. Heidi Erin Alford Skirsky has more than 20 years of professional experience. She says dancing as Alice for the first 45 minutes with no break is a marathon. When she is able to exit the stage, she does a few things to keep her energy up.
I'm going to have almonds. Little snacks like that will help just kind of perk you right up. The electrolyte water is really, really helpful too. I do like to relax just for a moment, but if you sit too long, your muscles cramp. So you've got to keep everything like warm, but not too warm, right?
After a grueling performance, the dancers' work isn't done. They quickly change out of their costumes, put warm-up booties on their feet, and start packing props and other items into a moving truck.
Okay. Next, we need to disassemble the pillars. So pull all the pillars up out of the bases. This will be the back corner where that quilt is.
Okay, a smaller group of pillars are fairly light, so come help the pillars.
Then it's off to the next performance. You can see these dancers in Alice in Wonderland this weekend in Emporia at the Granada Theater. For KMUW News, I'm Jennifer Anima.
You can find more stories in this series at kmuw.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This is 89.1 KMUW, and here's this week's events calendar. A new series starts tonight at Botanica, The Red Gate Lounge. The Josue Estrada Band performs Latin jazz, soulful salsa. It's at 7:30, and again, that's tonight. Music Theater Wichita's Elf the Musical continues through Sunday at Century 2. The Odyssey Summer Concert Series is tomorrow evening at 8 at the Capitol Federal Amphitheater in Andover. It features the Source Band, and the concerts are Fridays through August. You will need to bring lawn chairs. Aviation Weekend is this Saturday and Sunday at the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum. There is a short film debut, lectures, and more. KMUW's July Pint Night is 5:30 to 7 next Wednesday evening at Prost. KMUW staff and other listeners will gather for a beverage and some quality conversation. Join us. Derby Market at Third Thursday will take place next Thursday, 5 to 8 p.m. There'll be local produce, meat, baked goods, and more. It's at Madison Avenue Central Park in Derby. And the Guildhall Players present The Sound of Music. The shows run next Thursday through Sunday at St. James Episcopal Church, and reservations are required. Find out details by going to the events calendar at kmuw.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.